Some of the questions are in the history of this bicentennial mission, as you know, has been going, sir, since 1966. Really started moving. We came in. First thing really been done, the first meeting was in hell, but they still talk about having been 6 years. There was some question at that time, in my mind, whether a commission itself was the vehicle to implement, plan, and put forth a bicentennial. And said, for instance, that perhaps if we had a land and on the moon, NASA was a better place to do it than a commission. Facts of the matter are, we do have a commission with all of the diversity of public members, congressional members, cabinet members. We at that time were aware that we did not have the full representation of the ethnic groups and the youth and so forth. We submitted legislation, which you in turn signed, and we did increase the commission. Finally, did bring in the youth. We've got blacks on it now. We've got Indians. I think it's much more representative. But this was something that your office did without prying or pushing from anyone else. It just took time to get it to Congress. So I think that the commission concept, within the concept of the commission, is probably much better than it was before. Some of the major problems that we've had to confront, again, which you have the background on, was the Philadelphia Exposition, which staggered on. I think we come out of that reasonably well under the circumstances. A lot of cooperation was made with Lizzo, I think he's on our side. Exactly, sir. And all the progress on that, but it certainly did not prove back to the administration other than that of a local banker there that took a lot of media shots. We've had the problem with Franklin Mint, and that's caused us a lot of problems in Congress. The question of putting out these coins and medals, we felt that the United States Mint was the appropriate organization to do that. So it was Mary Brooks, and so it was many other people. But there were those in Congress that said that it should be given to Franklin Mint, that he held it up for a year. As a result of that, instead of having the coins and medals out a year ago, they waited. Give you some idea of the costs involved for the taxpayers. Following your message on July 4th, Mr. President, we started to sell those things. We sold over $4 million worth in the first 2 weeks. We have generated, over $2 million everybody wants.
Sure they do.
And the fact that they're coming from the Mint, sir, has much more value to them. But we practically, from business terms, made $2 million available for the commission now, over and above costs, mailing, and everything else. What I'm talking about, Mr. President,
when are they going to be ready?
We sold. They're going right now.
Okay.
But we lost a year, is what I'm saying, from some of these. And in so doing, it generated a lot of bad will from those who said, why the hell weren't we doing it, to the others that said, you're not going to do it. When Mr. Patton said, if you go to Franklin Mint, he's going to knock it off. One of our Republicans from Philadelphia, Congressman Williams, said that's what we should. But these are just backgrounds, sir, not to tie you up, as to where some of the pressures are coming from in and out. Then the last item on history, very quickly, is the idea of the bicentennial parks. It was our feeling on that, with the support of most commissioners, to take some of your legacy of parks program and tie it into the bicentennial by saying we want, as your message said, Mr. President, all 50 states involved, place to go, a forum of the past, and so forth, and eventually Nixon Parks down the time they go. Tremendous idea. We've been bogged down on that. We got it approved by the commission in concept, but doing a feasibility study, we finally got the money about 2 weeks ago.
Got it for 6 months long.
And this gets to my other point, that we're in a bind, Mr. President, to come up with an idea, implementing it becomes a problem, and then you become fair game for those who say you're doing nothing. But the whole idea of parks, and I read your remarks, I believe the day before yesterday, in papers, so far as the use of land, is precisely what we're trying to do. And one could argue with the merits of it or not, but at least it's a constructive idea. So constructive, Mr. President, that all 50 state governors unanimously accepted it. It's the only thing that I think 50 governors have ever agreed on. And in one day alone, we had editorial approval from the New York Times, the Christian Science Monitor, and the Washington Post in one day. So that there was
a very bad proposal.
Well, it might be on the other side. But the fact of the matter is, it was a constructive big idea, whether good or bad, rather than something that didn't pick. Well, I did very basically, Mr. President. Now, the status that concerns me a little bit, and incidentally, this I discussed with my vice chairman, Hope Lewis, and also with Eric Johnson, and to a degree with Jim Coffin. They know precisely what I'm presenting to you at this meeting. We're concerned that it's getting to be a political football. No question, we're certainly willing to take the heat and move in that direction. But you can see, sir, whether it be Philadelphia, the Mint, whether it be the So what then we put a mission on?
And we're trying to make a call or something.
And yet we're getting crucified because of us.
I see. Which we are always about everything. Everything good is politics. So that's the bastard, you know. We're supposed to be getting revenue sharing. I see we're making politics on it. Is it good for the country?
Yeah.
Same thing. That's why they're treated. So now if this be political, make the most of it. Is that true? But we're not. We're trying to do our very best to do it in the Bible. But you see, the bastards always say that anything good, well, that's politics. What do they want us to do? Just quit doing anything because it might help us. That's the argument. I know what they're up
to. I agree with friendly.
But I know you're wrong. You've got to bend over backwards.
Well, we've really tried to do that. And I'm getting off the Great Expectations. I think it would be presumptuous of me to point out the tremendous opportunities, Mr. President, on this between now and 76 and hopefully after. I won't even comment on some of the dichotomy in the commission itself so far as those who believe we should just celebrate on the Boston Post Road with a lot of people walking up and down with groups of tricolor hats versus the others who are saying we've got nothing to celebrate with. I mean, it's somewhere in between, and I think you've struck that balance in the Heritage and the Open House and Horizon, but there are differences in that from the commission point of view, which relate to the first one. But then in the human, Mr. President, I can move on rhetorically. So I'd like to make some recommendations from the field consideration. I've discussed them with Len, I've discussed them with Ken, and I think that they represent thinking of my inner group of the Bicentennial Commission executives. First, in some way, Mr. President, I think we have to increase the priority rate of the Bicentennial. Because if we don't, we're just going to be sitting out there being picked at, being accused of politics, but not really
example, of being able to get the dam, the park out here, is that screwed up too?
Congress has given us a hard time on that. We're trying to.
They don't want it, or what? They think it's a bad idea.
No, I don't think it's reached that level. They did not approve the money needed for the planning. And we have to dig around some other money in order to get that planning money.
Have we got any planning money?
Well, we don't have the planning money at the time.
Can we just take it out? Is there any other place we can get it? How much is it?
I really would scrap it. It's such a million and a half.
We ought to get it from Congress.
We'll get it, yeah, that's where we need it. But that's worth scrapping for. So we really have, developed a beautiful thing. I do.
Beautiful thing, really, certainly important.
Yeah.
And that should be ready by September 6th.
But we're going ahead with some of the planning we should do with the special one.
Look, on the planning side, find a little money. I know we don't have any emergency fund. But good God, that damn department, the public works, I mean, the Department of the Interior, I mean, they're in charge of parks.
Yes, sir.
They have money, but it's in their. Tell some of those jackasses to get off there and put some money over here. Give them a half million to start with, so you can get somebody working in the damn plant.
Right. From the day we're struggling with here is the long lead time factor.
Oh, I know. That's the thing about.
But it's beginning to get a lot. You jump up, make it like.
Two years, right? The building's right down. Now, the building's right there.
Okay.
So you'll take care of that. I understand the situation. Now, let me ask you about the Congress. You're going to have a hell of a tough time up there, aren't you? What are you going to tell them?
Well, you got the power's broken into two pieces, Mr. President. One is the confidence of the executive director of the vessel's attendance of stopgap, because it's a public idea. We should be able to find somebody that we put in there and move in that direction who's perhaps more politically inclined, but at least is more competent. Now, going to be one of the hill, I think we have a good survey, Mr. President.
What we're talking about is the main thing you can talk about.
I can do.
And with respect, really, it's a question of a good story for being able to. You could sell a bad story, so you just go ahead and do it.
Well, I try to, sir. I think we've got a good one. Now, I spoke to Holden. We've done a lot of homework for this. May I be presumptive again to say part of the problem that we hear, and I have identified rumor. In fact, I don't know. This commission, this Senate Investigating Committee, was really called together by Mathias and Kennedy, both who have their own reasons for it. God knows we've tried to cooperate with Senator Mathias. I've been to see him. I've asked him to arrange congressional dinners for me, and he says he has, but somebody doesn't. He is bringing this to the fore, for good or bad, I don't know. Senator Kennedy is taking an active position, and I think for two reasons, and I'll identify them as discussing. But from our sources and so forth, and from Senator Brooks' office, et cetera, that A, he feels that the Republicans, through Congressman Williams and Congressman Schwenkel, both Republicans, and Senator Mathias are taking shots. He gets a free ride in this. The ride is right through him. He's also going to demand that the rights of the president, I'm told, so far as appointing the members, be bipartisan. The appointees become Democrats and Republicans, et cetera. There's a lot of this I just wanted to point out to it as a part of the reason for these Senate hearings. The Senate hearings on what the commission is doing, and he could have really been covered without hearings. And I think even Mathias would agree to that. Because I've met with him and Brad Morse. And here's what we're trying to do. Here's what we want to move. Here's our program. Here's our book and everything else. I think they want the number right, Mr. President. I think they want the hearings for purposes other than ascertaining what's being done by the vice president. That's my position. And I think that that's one of the reasons I was saying to Brad and to Ken, we need a lot of legislative help. We've been working now with Mr. Timmons and all of this to make sure that, you know, when we go before Congress, that Jerry Ford gets us the votes. You know, the big support we've had in Congress is, Mr. President, really the last time around was from Julia Butler Hansen and from Congressman Donnie O'Neill. And Julia Butler Hansen said, please tell the President of the United States that I'll support him anything he wants on his bicentennial, but we need support from him. He said, I'm getting bloody by fighting the Williams and the Schwenkels and the other Republicans. In fact, I was to see her this afternoon.
He wants a historian. He wants the whole thrust of the thing to be history and not any emphasis, I guess, on the future or the involvement of other peoples or what have you.
He's somewhat upset by the appointment of these younger members to the commission. There's the point, sir, on the polarization. You can't win it both ways.
And Schwenkel was always a guy, you know, with a beaten come on, good ideas and so forth. He's just ought to be more reasonable. He can't run it.
other side saying, you know, we should be solving all the problems of the world.
Yeah. And, but all the money in the country.
Well, that's precisely it. And it's somewhere in here. That's what I'm saying, Mr. President. I believe the purpose of these hearings that they're calling for, they all find a shot, but it's all a different one. But, you know, you and the White House should be aware of it. But I think our only salvation for the bicentennial for the country, what we want to do is to move in that direction rather than abdicate and let it float and be saved up for every one of these babies that want to come along. We should have the best executive staff, Mr. President, in Washington. I think that it's more important that we have the pros, the knowledgeable, the swingers, the young people, rather than a staff that's been more or less given to us as handouts by the departments, which is where the staff started. The staff could be a lot stronger. The director could be a lot stronger. But the next 4 years, Mr. President, this is where the action should be. Because it's a commission that ends in 4 years. It has a peak and a climax in 4 years of all of the things about America and all the things. It should have a high priority by your office, which I know you share, by the group of people we attract, by our relationship with Congress, and then it will become self-aware.
Realistically speaking, I would think that between now and the election, we're going to take some long slips on that we can't recover from. And that part of
the election
ought to be on getting geared up so that we can move in the
being very practical, let me suggest that you recognize between now and the election, I'm going to give you anything that you can help us. Try to finesse everything as you can, build basically a profile as you can after the election. Then we can move in and throw out everybody in the staff that you want to throw out, put in new people. A bunch of problems are, I must emphasize, are critical. We'll examine those carefully. But to be sure that we recognize that you have to have a high priority here and then go out. But I think you've got to realize, Dave, that you've got to mark some time to get on the election. Okay, nobody. But I get up there and be very nice to these fellows and don't argue with them too much. Tell this stupid struggle that we want to cooperate. This congressman, but Senator Mathias wants that. We're trying to do something in between. I mean, we want to satisfy both. We've got to satisfy the young and the old and all the rest. I don't know. My own view is that from a realistic standpoint, you're going to be a target for me now, because they think it's something good for us.
And I don't know, as long as you know and the rest know, that's point one. I think you have this, not that I doubt it, but secondly, that we keep in mind that regardless of any other staff or anything else, that this bicentennial deserves probably, as you've said, the most important thing we have facing is to pull this country together. But despite all of the shots, the time I've put into this, I've seen them. You mentioned the sale of bicentennial medals. You see it, sir, when you go out to these states, you see it when you talk to the people. And when I have difficulty, except perhaps I'm too pregnant, I'm more physical, how we can't get from here to there a lot easier.
It's awful. Lots of government. So we'll work with you. Things I say. The main thing is get that directive out now.
Yes, we'll get that out.
And then what we may do is to delay the cabinet thing just a little with this thing in mind. See what these people do. You call a meeting of your commission, right, a week or so after it, and then these guys don't show up, and if you don't get the cooperation, then they get the cabinet. He does the cabinet. See what I mean? Rather than this proof motive, the cabinet should be informed. Let's get you, someone at the lower levels, you know, or by the order of the assistant secretaries, but an assistant secretary level, nobody lower, is to attend any meeting. That's the order.
Well, that's the one last point here, President, to prevail on your time. Because, for instance, we're trying to put forth all of the administration is doing this bicentennial.
Yeah.
Because I believe that our role is to coordinate. We can't implement everything that the 50-minute commission know-how. But we can coordinate through the departments. But that means the departments have to tell us what the hell they're doing. And they also have to give us some manpower. If everybody sits back and says, this is mine, what do they got over there? I'm speaking directly, openly to you, it will work. But I mean, if they come in and say, this is what the president wants, and this is what defense is planning, and this is what Congress is planning, and this is what else, we could go before this commission, this committee next week, and inundate them with plans and progress, rather than something.
You don't have any of that.
Not to any great degree. Because.
That's why they wouldn't call.
Well, you know, you talk to somebody down the line and they have no power. They say, well, we can't get up. In very few cases do we have it.
Okay, you and Were you kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't want to practice.
I said I can't.